The unflattering news keeps coming for Wells Fargo. The bank said Thursday that an expanded review turned up more potentially fake accounts beyond what Wells Fargo had already announced. WFAE's David Borax has more.
A year ago, Wells admitted that employees under pressure to boost sales had created as many as 2.1 million accounts without customers' permission between 2011 and 2015. Add another 1.4 million accounts to the list. That's after an expanded review found more bogus accounts from a wider time period, 2009 to 2016. Longtime banking analyst Nancy Bush of NAB Research says with every new disclosure, Wells's reputation suffers.
There's developing here a drip, drip, drip of news, and it sort of manifests itself in, well, we may need to have bigger reserves, or, you know, there are going to be many more accounts than we thought, and it's just like, okay, just get it over with.
Bush says she has two major concerns. How will Wells change its culture to eliminate what the bank admits were unacceptable sales practices, and how will it hold on to customers? In a statement Thursday, Wells CEO Timothy Sloan said the company is trying to regain customers' trust by expanding its investigation and issuing refunds to affected customers. Those now total about $7 million, including interest. But the scandal is taking its toll. Former CEO John Stumpf resigned after the scandal broke last fall, and the board chairman is being replaced too. The company has paid $185 million in fines to regulators and $142 million to end a class action suit that covers accounts back to 2002. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.